Take these bands off.
That's right, take the bands off now and lift the moulds straight up.
Okay. That's it. That's not bad, is it? So what do I do? Just tease
gently
it out.
Ease it out of the mould now.
Okay. Oh! My first little doll.
Lovely.
Except it does look a bit like an alien, doesn't it? What do we have to do next?
All the excess wax has to be trimmed off with the scalpel, and the eyes have to be set.
Yeah. How do we do
the
that?
But we need to cut the top off the head first.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, brain surgery now.
I've only just made her and she's gotten a lobotomy already. Oh, that's very unpleasant. Why do you do that?
That's so the eyes can be set from the inside of the head.
Right?
So, we need to warm the tool up.
The eyes are set in the featureless face. Then comes the most painstaking part of this worst job. Rooting hairs one by one into the doll's head is ideally suited to the tiny fingers of children.
Slightly that way and just press it into the wax. Just a few hairs at a time.
What would the hair have been made of?
They used to use human hair mostly on the heads, but it could be diseased the hair because they wouldn't sterilise it as today. So it could be from a dead child that died of something awful, and then they'd be working with this hair on the doll.
What's worse is that the horse hair they used to stuff the bodies carried tuberculosis.
It's really fiddly, isn't it?
Yeah, very strange. Imagine doing that on the whole head for hours and hours at a time.
It would strain your eyes, wouldn't it?
It would, really. And working on the... I mean, you come to the costumes, each one of those holes is actually stitched round, and there'd be yards and yards of the fabric done like this to make the claws. And each little bit would be stitched by hand, and the lighting would be even more of a strain on their eyes.
So, in the spirit of worst jobs, we put out our filming lights.
Oh, that's ridiculous. I can't see anything at all. What would have happened if they'd mucked one up?
They'd just have to be scrapped. They wouldn't be accepted by the toy shops if they weren't up to standard. So they won't get any money at all then.
Poor thing.
After all the long hours.
Presumably, this was the worst part of the job.
Not really. It gets even worse with the painting and the colouring. Then you've got the lead in the paints, and if they were licking the brush to get a nice fine point, they'd be full of lead paint. And then there was the arsenic in the colouring as well.
And at the end of the day, these poor little kids wouldn't have earned enough money to have a doll of their own.
No way, no. They'd be lucky to even get a Christmas dinner.